Rashban. The Shita have just very bekitza. The Rashban says, and this is the lashon in the Rashban. Kol matim v'anuniyos u'minhagos shel mishpatei melachim shehagiyu lehanhig lehanhig b'malchuson dinahu. That's the din. Shekol b'nei ha'malchus mekabel aleihem mirtzoinam chukei ha'melech u'mishpatov v'hilkach din gomer. It's din gomer, that din is a malchus dinah, because everybody who lives there, it's mekabel on themselves. That din, that's the Rashbam's time for din is a malchus dinah. Now bring it through Masadesh. Hadakta the Hochi and Lukoivim Dira Tachteim. He explains to Rashbam a little bit more. That and that, we having that in mind, we live under that Malchus. Umikablu Malenu as Ulam Umasom. And we are Mikabu, the all of the Malchus, on us on that condition. Rabbe Kulo Meato Dino de Malchus. And all of it, from now on, is Dino de Malchus. The Hochi Tirish Rashbam, the Perfect Kosabatim. The din of Malchus Adino, he mishum the mekablim the name Malchus Olayim. So the din of Malchus Adino, the time is. Oh, you can sit over here. What is it? Yeah. This is that. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Rashbam Shita. That the whole thing is a tonight that we mekablim ourselves this tonight. We live under the Malchus, so the Melo, Dina the Malchus is a Dina the Sassvar. If you live in somebody's house, so you've got to do a few wishes. And that's a Din Gomer. That's the Rashbam says, Din Gomer. That we had last week. Then the Ran in the Dorim had a different shot. Dina the Malchus, a Dina of Neshaoret Shiloi. It's his land. The Yocholoi Malohem, in Lotasu, Mitzvoit, the Garish Eskom in Oretz. אבל למלכי ישראל לא, לפי שרת ישראל, כל ישראל שותפים בו. וכי אמרינה, דינה מלכות הדינה, הנמי לדינה שימקונו איכות, נכס, זה חיוב הם לפנו לעשות המכס. And what does דינה מלכות the means? That they're entitled to make taxes, and if a Jew buys the taxes, so you have to pay him the taxes, and if you don't pay him the taxes, then you over on this din of דינה מלכות. So we said that could be Rabbeinu Yoina works on the same principle, as the Rashbam, but it's sort of a Tanai, but he's being moistened on that Tanai, that the reason that Tanai works is because he is the owner of the land, whereas the Rashbam doesn't mention anything about that. And also, the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Yoina said, the Ran says, that in Eretz Yisrael it doesn't apply. So from there we could bring a raya from the fact that it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, that that he's talking that the Tanai is ownership of the land, not just that he happens to be the ruler of the land, but he actually owns the land. So it could very well be that according to Rabbeinu Yoina, this is not in a demokrasi, in a democracy where the ruler does not own the land. No, he's saying because Eretz Yisrael is not owned by the king. Eretz Yisrael is owned by the people, the Yerusha, right? That's the entire. It's not out. No, it's just that Eretz Yisrael is not owned by a king. So if it's not owned by a king, so then how can you go ahead and say, so you don't say Dina Makusa Dina according to this Ram.
Well, you could say it from the Ram.
What? Yes. That Kabbalah is Midin Tanai. I don't know if it's in Neder. Now, it's, in Dina Mominus, the Hesper is like this. In Dina Mominus, say I make a deal with you. Right? And there's certain kinyonim that you could do other things. And I want to make a tonight that I'm not masking to all this stuff. I want, in our particular din, I'm making a special tonight that if you stand on your head, then I want to be coined to the house. But if you're not going to stand on your head for 2 hours, I'm not giving you the house. I can make any tonight I want, and that's valid in the Torah. But in a moment, in other dinim, tonight are not valid. Yeah. Huh? It's only the Gabbadim and Mamanus. That's a cloud goggle. We started the shiur last week by saying that Din and Mahusa only applies to Din and Mamanus. Only applies where a person can make a Tanai and say that according to this Tanai, I want our dealings in Din and Mamanus to work. Le Marshal. Aisha, so there's a Din Iksuba. Yo Aisha Iksuba. Right? So that's halacha. You have to give her a ksuba. Can she be moichel? She can be moichel. Why not? You have to give her a ksuba, and a lot of people hold that's the right. But she you can be moichel on that, because that's dina mamzer. Can you be moichel on Aisha, the fact that she's a surah to every, but to the whole world? I want to be moichel. I can't be moichel. That's not dina mamzer. So that's the same thing here. Now, in dina mamzer, Aisha, Abal, Yashin, Aisha. Right? So can Abal be moichel on that? Certainly can be moichel on that. Why not? So that's what the Rashbam is saying. Since it's dina mamzer, there's such a thing as you can make at night. So if you live under a certain malchus, and according to Rashbam, it can very well be under any ruler. That's a legitimate ruler, which I think that's what most achronim name on. That a legitimate ruler, you would say dina the malchus or dina, and a legitimate ruler also.
Now, wishing to digress.
Yes.
Is the halakha with the Yerusha, is that momentless or is something else?
Primogeniture.
Well, we're going to have.
That
that could be din. But he could be moichel on that.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Zichar could be moichel on that. There's no shailus. That he could be moichel. All these shailus of when you're making a tzavod and the tzavod is connected to Torah, that's only if they're not moichel. You know, Rav Yehuda Kohn wrote a whole sefer on this, Midor Dor. So I asked him one time a shailus. Somebody asked me here that he has two adopted children and he wants them to be his yorshim. He brought him up from when they were babies. But he has a brother. So Bidin Torah. The brother is the Yoyush. So I asked him, would your brother going to be Me'ara in this? He said, no, the brother could be Moichel. So now that's Rav Yehuda, you have to write any special Tzavo? He said, no. The only time you need a special Tzavo is when the Yoyush is not going to be Moichel. Then if you want to prevent the Yerusha from being Shiloh Kedin, in case he is Moichel, then you have to write that special. I love his tzavo.
You can't have a mechila like before the Misa in terms of saying I'm moichel now, anything in the future.
No,
the mechila has to be afterwards.
But I will have a whole, have a shiur on that. Okay, but that's but there's such a thing as mechila. So a meiler Rashbam says, since I can be moichel and things that belong to me, mitzvah Torah, I can be moichel and give it to somebody else. So a meiler, once I live under this malchus, mechila, I'm agreeing to live and abide by those laws. And therefore, it's keilu and moichel, you know, mikoro. And any dealing that I do, that's what the Rashbam seems to say. We'll see if I do. By the way, we haven't said anything yet. Halacha lemaisa. Today we'll start a little bit. So that's the run. Then there's Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, the Shita Mekubetzes brings it there, that he said, the Lahuska dina de machusa ilo behafko. Elo shah nechotzim ufkoim mebaleim. Only that the nechotzim can be taken away from the Baalim. Bedine hamelech. And he works on the same way as Hefker Bezdin works. Hefker means that Bezdin can make Yinechosim Hefker. The same way that Bezdin can make Yinechosim Hefker, so can Dina the Machusa do that. So that's Rabbeinu Yoina. Now there are more timing for Dina the Machusa, which I don't bring. And one of them is Rashi, that since then it's Tavu Aladinim, going have a tzivui to be righteous with Dinim, Nenoyach. So Mela, they can make dinim and dinim too, and we have to abide by them. And in Rabbi Zalman, it's Mashmir that he held that the Ikka Tam is like that Rashi. But whatever the Tam is, we'll see that other than Rabbeinu Yoino, I don't think it makes a big difference in Halos Lemais. I mean, not Rabbeinu Yoino, the Ran. Because the Ran seems to say that it's only on ownership of the land. If there's no ownership of the land, then there's no dinim the Malchus. But other than that, whatever Tam you say for dinim the Malchus, I don't think it makes a difference. Halacha lemaaseh, it all seems to be on a basic premise.
Well, Rashi could apply to
what? Because they're mitzvah and dinim. Yeah, but that we'll get to criminal law also. But meanwhile, let's stick to civil law. We'll get to criminal law.
I thought I was just last week when saying that it was really, it is mobs activated.
Canadian have confessed medicine. We'll stay soon. If you hold off. We'll speak about that soon. Okay, now, is this in the Arise of the Rabbanim? This is an interesting halacha. Shulchan Aruch Hamin Esos Yimachov Chesiv Valet. HaMekadesh Yisro Isha BeGezo or BeGneva or BeChomot. Yimekadesh An Isha. Now it's still the ring. Yimekadesh An Isha with a stolen ring. So Im Nisi Ashu Abaylin of his Yush. Shekono Esadov of the Yush. So he's going to be Yush. Harezu mekudeshes, in love and mekudeshes. So fasting Yush and Shinui, it makes a kinyan. That means that he's going to the ring, and he, in turn, doesn't have to give back, or she, doesn't have to give back the ring. The most that could happen is that the ganev will have to pay back the money. Right? That's mitachonet chazal, that you don't have to give back the extra magic once you coin it. You have to give back just the money. That's money. That's canceled. Once it's yush and shino, it's because tachonet shoshovim make it easier, so it's canceled. That doesn't exist. Okay? Anyhow. So that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra. So take a look in the Bishmul. Look in the Bishmul. The Bishmul is interesting. It's an interesting Bishmul. It says like this. The Gabe Gatlon, she'enu mefursum. The koine behirsh, the halacha is by so by Gatlon, that's a mefursum, the kagatlon, so they take away from him this right to be koine behirsh. By Gatlon, that's a mefursum. The koine behirsh, close up. ובזמן הזה מחמסדינו במחוצה צריכו להחזיר. The din of the Malchus is in the Bishmul, I don't know what it is here, I think you told me it is here, that you have to be master the object that you stole. There's no such thing as being coined as stolen object.
Yeah, but if there's a statute, I wonder if statute of limitations.
I don't know.
I'm talking about conversion. Conversion.
Can I suggest some? We'll fight about what the din in the Malchus is, we'll fight afterwards. But whatever, the din in the Malchus by the Mishmur was that you had to return the object. So if this guy, if Gazlan stole the ring, he couldn't just pay back the money that the ring is worth, but the ring actually had to go back. So if that's the case, then the Persian is not the Kodesh. Right? Because in the din in the Malchus, he has to return the ring. Mikoma komi deraisa konto achepet, but mi deraisa she really is going to the chepet. Ud mea chepet, sorich agadlon liten lo. And the mea chepet, the gadlon has to give it, not her. He has to give it to her. Ve ave kiddush in deraisa. And it's kiddush in deraisa, that's the psak of the Bishmu. So Bishmu is saying, dinah machus applies in such a case. But being that dinah machus is a din derabonah, and mi din deraisa, the ring is hers. And even though as dinah machus, she has to return that ring, Mami Derabano, she at the time of Kiddushin was Mekabel, a ring that belongs to her. So she's a Mekudeshes Midorais. Yeah, that's what the Bishmul says. Yeah. So we have one thing here now clear, that the Bishmul is saying this, it seems to me, where it absolutely has nothing to do with the Toivas HaMelech. The Melech couldn't care less whether she's Mekudeshes or not Mekudeshes, right? It seems to me, just as a Torah. But anyhow, the Bishmul. Yeah, that's yes. Well, in what way? Oh, but besides the fact that he wants the chet. No, but does he have any direct benefit? That's what I want to say. Which way would he have a direct benefit? Why would that be a benefit to the king? I mean, what does he care if he goes back or doesn't go back?
No, you're saying it doesn't have to be Hanos Melech.
I'm not saying that why the Melech wants it. It's a righteous law, it's a good law, whatever you want to say. But there's no benefit to the Melech here, and the Shmuel says, Klor, that Dinei Machusa would apply. But since Dinei Machusa is a Derabanan, you can't be Mafkia Kiddushi Deraisa because of a Derabanan. Avni Miluim. Avinuim is right there. Avinuim is the choice on Ebenezer. Elo beika divra abishmur shekosa. So he also holds a richus on this kedushin with the gzeila, and then he says in one paragraph he says this. Elo the beika divra abishmur shekosa. With manazem machmasdinu numakutzo tricho lehazir mikol makom idoraisa konto achevet hutamua. The nira the hod the omru dina the machutzo dina laf medivreimu. That's not a derabanan dikedin. Elo mina toira, dina de malchusa dina, vedavke betakonas chachomim, hu de kosu ktsas poiskim de la mehani. There's some mistake over there, the chachomim. De la mehanim le de oraisa, avo dina de malchusa dina, mina toira ha vedina ve torichi. So Rav Miluim says, he's choylek on the Shmuel, and he says, dina malchusa dina is not a din de Rabbanan, that's a din of the toira, so maybe she's not mekudesh, so then he says, torichi. Would the Rav Miluim le maise be matahe, the shuk without a get, I don't know. But it says, Sorechian, Sorech Nibuim holds, but one thing it says clear, that the din of Dina de Machusa Dina, now to all these halachas, wherever Dina de Machusa Dina applies, those halachas are the Raisa, not the Rabban. So in other words, if the halacha would be that if a person doesn't pay taxes, you know, wherever that halacha is a true halacha. If a person doesn't pay taxes, if that's the halacha, so in din of the machus is the oraisa, and if he comes to gazel, the oraisa, he gazel from the melech, which midoraisa is not allowed to do, even though gazel is akum normally. But that we'll see all these halachas later on in Shulchan Aruch. Hopefully we'll get there. Yeah. Next. Some soifer. Choose some soifer chelik beizir deos in Mishin Yud Dalit. Omnam ruisi leagoin benesivus ha-mishvot in Kuf Pei Dalit de Pshitovei de Situmta lohave lakinyan de Rabbana. Okay, what's Situmta? Situmta seems to be like a handshake. If you make a handshake, kioska, so they had a kinyan like that. So it seems like the Nesivus says that this, that Situmta is a kinyan, it's only a kinyan de Rabbana. The law did me kinyan de Rabbana, and quite kosafti le odom le hadodi. The akopone bendino shele foneinu lo yishka. Lo yishka sober hagon hanal im sforosi hanal, have le sveik sveika sofe kula Situmta it koine me hatoira, vim tin saloy me de Rabbana, and ula kinyan de Rabbana me hanli de derais. Right, what he's talking about here is the case over here was, it's two cases actually that Chuv is talking about. One case is also Bechor, a Behema. Yeah? So Bechor, the din is that you can't check the Bechor. There's a Behema ready to give birth to a Bechor. Yeah? Or you're afraid. So before you give birth, what you do? How do you prevent it from being a Bechor? Sell to a Goy. A Goy is not din Bechor, so you sell to a Goy. So you want to sell it to a Goy, but he didn't make any kinyonim other than the handshake. Right? So then he has a fake faker here some sort. Maybe a handshake is a king in the horizon. If it's only king in the Rabbanan, so they need the rights, so the behemoth still belongs to Reuben, who was the original owner, and the male of the baby of this behemoth is born, what's born out of this name will be a Bechor and you can't check. But if the Kenyan Situmta is the horizon, so then it belongs to the Goy, and therefore the Goy is the behemoth has not been Bechor. And you can go ahead and check the behemoth, and either he'll get the money for the behemoth, or eventually maybe he'll buy it back, or whatever he does. So that was the shaila there, but it's some sort. No, the fake fake is that maybe a kinyan derabanan is more even than a derice. Maybe the kinyan is derice. And even if it isn't, maybe a kinyan derabanan could be more than a derice. There he goes right there. The oit. Even the mashmi loshana sheila. The handshlag, the shaking of the hand. This is mashmeh from the way that Shiloh was written. That in Dinah de Machusa, there's such a kinyan as shaking hands. We shake hands on it. And that's a kinyan in Dinah de Machusa. But Dinah de Machusa, be'osin in yonim, kaimel on Dinah de Machusa, dino min ha-toyrahu. And Dinah de Machusa, in those in yonim that we hold Dinah de Machusa, dino, that's when ha-toyrahu believes sofek. Ve'yeshu lidmo al dibre ho-raf ve'shmu osim ha-sof chesiv kotun gimu b'seh. Vein shom vein shuvus ramal and so on and weiter. So Chassam Sofer also is choylik on the Beshmul, and he says it also the Gavim Mechiras Chomet too. That the kinyan of the din of the Malchus and the Gavim Mechiras Chomet is a good kinyan also. And the Meila, yeah. So we have so far Chassam Sofer.
That's the Mechiras of the Goy.
Not the Goy.
Not between the Jews.
Not between the Jews.
In terms of making the
rain. Right. Okay, so we have that. Then we have one more tshuva that's not gay at this. Binyan Tzion HaKadosh Siman Tezvot. That's the second chelik in the tshuva is Binyan Tzion. Yeah. Dovlan Air. Dovlan Air. Omnan Matzotzi B'Shalas Tshuvas Chassam Soif HaChelik Veridea. That's the tshuva that we had before. Tekosa, Beoid. Kivan De Mashmi Loshen HaSheila. The Hanshlak. Koine Medina De Machuz. That shaking hands is a Kenyan. As far as Dina de Machusa Dina is concerned, Be'atzah de Malosa, Be'dina de Machusa, Be'oisa Minyon, in the Kamil, Dina Machusa Dina Menatoyrehu, Be'lois Sofet. Be'eshul itmo al dibre horaf ve'shmu Aisha. That's the Chassam Sofer that we just said. That's kind of showing. Tmohani, Shelohitke Agoin, Shoma, the Pshita le Be'lois Sofet, Dina Machusa Menatoyre, She'ashal Tzuvas Anal, She'hizkart, Tisiro de Hefech. So he brings before Tzuvas Aramal that he's that Binyan Tzion wants to say it's punkt verkehr from the Chassam Sofer that Dina de Machus is der Rabban. Vedak de Gabi Shmuel, the Mishuachi lo mehani, so therefore it doesn't work as far as the Bechor. Okay, Fima she kosafti nira gam das ramo vishal su tshuvas kain, Gama meshe mesupa ki situn ta bikinim min atoyer mi derabon alo hizke shas tshuvas ramo anal chsam soif haopin asim brik deramo shekosu peyur shterak mi derabon an koilin ulechein meninu na sheilo shilo nimkro mevaker zrak api choyka medina bli shum kinyan shemoyel mi deraisa without any kinyan that's moyel mi deraisa at all and be yodir leachriya ben gdoy leapoiskim lehat isofek isu koris lishkot es abechor keni yodir yodai ti akot niyak. So the Chavas, the Binyan Tzion is Mesupak. So this is a machloik, it's a big machloik, it's in the Achroim, the Beshmul, and it's from Soifer. And then they have the Miluyim, and then he has a Chuvah, the Ramo, that's Fekert. And he's not Machriya, he can be Machriya, and he's the Kor. So we have a machloik, it's Achroim, where the Dini the Machut applies in the case, it's a Drabonon of the Oraisa. But one thing with this Zichah from all this Achroim, where it be the ones that hold this Drabonon, or will it be the one that holds this Oraisa, that they all hold, at least all these acronyms here, that Din and Malchut applies in things that are not direct a direct concern of the Melech. Right? In other words, here you shook hands with a goy that you coined in my behemoth, and the behemoth is going to have a Bechor, and that Bechor, according to the Chassam Sofer, is no problem, that Bechor belongs to the goy. According to the Binyan Tzion, it doesn't belong to the goy Midoraisa, he's Mesupek. But Midorabon is Zichra, a good Kenyan, even though that doesn't seem to me that concerns at all the welfare of the Melech. Whether this behemoth is a Bechor or not a Bechor, he doesn't care.
Whether you
are and the Kenyan, would Zichah be a good Kenyan if it wasn't Nogeya then in the time? If it was just Nogeya who owns the behemoth, so then everybody would be moided that the Goy owns the behemoth, even though the Kenyan was not a Kenyan for Raisa, because of the Dina, the Malchus. So it seems like all this, and by the way, keep in mind that every one of these poiskin that we brought are Ashkenaz. It's important to realize that, because we'll soon see later on that it seems that this is a machloek of the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. But it seems like they're all naming on like the Ramah. That's what I think, anyhow. But so far we have those facts. Now, if you want a whole arichas in this, or are interested in this whole Indian of what is Indian Machut is the Arise of the Rabbanas, look in the Dvar of Ram. Yeah? The Dvar of Ram is the first Dvar of Ram in the Sefer. Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph, and then Siman Beis, both. Where he has a whole arichas on this. And he says, the Maskoni comes out of the Raisa. And he says that the Binyan Tzion's Kashi on the Chassam Sofer, from the Chuvas Ramo, he says, Chuvas Ramo is not the Gea here altogether. Chuvas Ramo is just not saying what the Din of the Malchusa was, that this Kinyonim work, which is that was the Minak HaSoichrim, that they used to make Kinyonim like that. But not that it was a law, that if you shake hands on something and you score scores, that would be valid. But anyhow, the whole arichas in the Dvar Avraham about this. You know the Dvar Avraham was the Kovnerot. Okay? Alright, so that's what we have so far. The Raisa of the Rabbah. Right.
The Raisa, what's the source of the Raisa?
Oh, so that's a good question. What would be the source of the Raisa if it is a the Raisa? Right? So I looked in the Dvar Avraham. If you look in the Dvar Avraham there, so he wants to say like this, that this whole thing works as Hefker Bezen Hefker. Which is the Rabbeinu Yoina that we had before. He says, "And Hefker Bezin said Hefker we learn from Psukim. The Bezin is the koyach to do that. And you know the Malchut has the same koyach from the same Psukim. That's one way he says it. Then he says that it works as kibush. It's a din that if somebody conquers the land, so he has to abide by his to kill his coin everything there. So since we live under a king, yes, kill we live under his. He is like he is the conqueror." And in Mele, everything belongs to him. He says, that's also Psukim. So that's also the right. And I want to say, I mean, I don't know if this is true, but there is such a thing that a Svara could be the Raisa too. Since I can be Moichel and whatever it is, I'm being Moichel. And I'll be Svara if I live under this certain Malchus, I have to abide by his rules. So that Svara could be the Raisa also. Maybe that's the Machlok. I mean, that there's a process that the Gemara says, Menohani Mili. It's a Peladikazach. But in all the places in Shas where this main Rav Mashmul Din of the Mahusa Din is brought, there's not one place where the Gemara says Menohani Mili. It's just accepted that that's what Shmuel said, and that's the Din. And you see in the Rishonim that Lesman the Pali, the Ritva says Klor, Lesman the Pali, the Din of the Mahusa Din. There's no machloikis about this, and yet not one place in Shas, not in Babel, in Yerushalmi, as anybody has Menohani Mili. How did Shmuel know this? It seems like it was such a stark Svara, so it could be that the Chassam Sofer helped, and the Avnei Milun helped, so such a stark Svara, it's got to be.
Where else do you have a Svara? Right.
You have that. There is such things. I mean, some things are. Lama Lichos Karu. You have such a thing. Even the Dvaron doesn't say this, by the way. Not that I saw. Okay? Weiter. Now what do we do with the halacha? The halacha, now we're starting more to get into the halacha of Dina de Malchusa. Where does it apply? Where it doesn't apply? There's a run. I think we learned this run last week, but I wasn't sure. Did we learn the run in Gittin last week? Yeah, we photocopied it. Okay, so anyhow, so I'll bring it here again. Yesh mishepirish. Then odin on milishna kama. Now let's remember Gemara in Gittin. Gemara in Gittin says that shtoros that come up in akoy shelakum are valid chutz megitenoshi in the shikuri avod. And that's the Mishnah. Except for a get shikur or a get for a isha. The Gemara says, how can that be? You mean, so I understand if you're talking about a shtar mechira, where somebody sold something and all the shtar, all their koi say is that they witnessed the selling, they witnessed that Reuven gave Shimon money for whatever it is that he bought, so then I can understand that because the shtar is not really accomplishing anything. But a shtar matana, where the whole transaction happens through the shtar, you know, it's when Reuven gives Shimon the shtar that is giving him a matana, that's when Shimon is coined. How can that possibly be valid in our koi? And the Gemara says two truths. One is the Omer Shmuel Dini de Malchusa Dina. He voice Ema that you have to change the Mishnah. There is the Chut Megit Enoshim Veshichuri Avodim, but Chut Mikegit Enoshim Veshichuri Avodim. And as the exception to the rule of Shtoros that come out in our cause that are valid is anything which is similar to a get, where the Shtar accomplishes the transaction. Right? That's the two Lashonos in the Gemara. So the Ran says on this, Yes Mishapirish, the Nodidom Elishna Kamo. So we go away from the Elishna Kamo of Dini de Malchusa Dina. Only those things that are for the Hanos HaMelech do we say Dina de Machusa Dina. Now it's not like what we have been saying so far. The Amrina Nami, the Percheska Sabbat, and the Malko Omar, Lolikni Inish Aro, Elo Beigarto. Now in Cheska Sabbat, we learned the Gemara there that Reuben went ahead and he paid a goy money for his field. And the guy is supposed to write him a shtar, but Reuben didn't yet get the shtar. And then came Shimon and he chopped the field. Right? So the Gemara says there that it really should belong midin Torah to Shimon because there was no kinyan yet to Reuben. And once he gets the money, so the guy's field, it's like hefker. But then the Gemara says, but since the dinah of the Malchusa is that you can only be coined with a shtar, so therefore it still belongs to the goy until the goy gives the shtar to the Jew. So then when Shimon chaps it, he didn't chap anything, right? That's the kid to the Gemara Cheska Zabatim. So it says like this. Homal likne inish aro la bigarto beke ha gavne name ika leuk meke de shiekai ma shtar me ika cheskukoy. So you could say that that's also for the tzorech of the melech or for the benefit of the melech, because the melech, through the fact that you have to write a shtar for all transactions, so he has to take his share. Or I imagine there was some kind of
recording
tax or a fee, like whenever you get a mortgage today, you know, they take up $10,000 for whatever reason because they got to sign the name on the piece of paper, whatever that do. So maybe else that is a benefit to the melech. So that's why it's emphasis the Gemara in Babas. But something that the melech is are all not shaykh to, lo amrinum dinem makusadino, and that's why the Gemara has an Iboy Zema to tell you that we don't pass in this case Dina de Machusa Din. Yeah. So the Ran says, he doesn't agree. Because we say there the Gemara we learned in Nuhei Oberam. Omar Rabba Hanit Lasmila Ishtoi Liukva Varnechleini Varnechemia Mishmede Shmuel. Dina de Machusa Dina Arisa de Parsoi Aboin Shnit. Loima, the Malko Oma, the Melech says, the Hinhik, and he was made a Hanhaga. She toil Chazoka leodik kochodin leboim shnin. The Chazoka for a goy is 40 years. Veocho leka ano a toeles vekach la Melech. So the Ran is saying, what kind of toeles does the Melech have out of that? Whether you make the kinyan after 3 years, the Chazoka, or you make the Chazoka 40 years, the Melech, what difference does it make to him? He's not getting anything out of this. Elovada ki amrin anhocha, the boy is Ema. When we say here, in Gittin, the boy is saying, "Maloi pliga lishna kama." There's no machloikas between the two lashonos lehalochem. El ochi ki oma matnisan. This is what the Brisa means to say. Afilu bedeleka hurmina de malka. Even if the melech did not appoint these courts, akoyes Elohim who came in Ashayu, the courts appointed themselves. Afilu ochi k'doni matnisan ekshayin. Even in such a case, the Mishnah says that the shtaros that are oily from makos are good even in the shtar matana, and not in the shtar matana. Why? Because that excludes any shtaros like gita noshim. Who are in the shtar matana? The domino. The bishneim hadover miskayim b'shtar bilvad. Umiyo hecha dehika hurmin on the malko. But when the king appointed the courts, kol hashtaros ha'oiles ben nutiran, in the any shtar that the clerk of the court writes, v'akol shelohem ksheirim v'afilu shtar matana. The koshe anim in shtar matana also. So the Ran is saying that those that hold that dina de machusa dina does not apply unless it's a direct benefit to the government or to the melech. If there is no direct benefit to the melech, then dina de machusa dina doesn't apply. You have the Gemara Cheskas Abatim. So they say that that Gemara was a direct benefit to the melech, being that the recording tax or whatever you want to call it. But then he says, but what are you going to do with the other Gemara? The Gemara says that a chazaka for a goy is 40 years, and we know that that's not so. But since the dinah de machusa is, the Rashbam says, befeirish, that works out dinah de machusa. Since the dinah de machusa is that it's 40 years, so it becomes 40 years. And in such a case, the Ram cannot imagine what kind of benefit does the melech have with it's 3 years or 40 years, right? Or not at all. So Memela, it's clear to the Ram that dinah de machusa applies also in cases where there is no benefit to the melech, and that would fit in with all those tshuvas that we brought before, the Chassam Sofer and the Binyan Tzion and the Beshmul and the Avnei Miluim, where there is no benefit, and also the Beshmul also, right? Okay, is that clear so far? So far, we're done.
4 years instead of 3 years. The benefit to the melech is WS cases filed in court trying to claim property. Government employees have to work less
stability. What? The king would like to have more stability in the front.
Maybe that's what the other one told. But we'll see. Okay. Let's see Beis Yosef. So now let's see what the halacha comes down to. So Beis Yosef choshemish b'tziman samaches. So there the Shulchan Aruch in tziman samaches. That's what this halacha is of the shtaros that come out in our kois, whether they're good or not. So Beis Yosef says like this: Kosev Rav Magid Berech Vazayim in Milvav Loyda. Shedato Rama Meroifa Geoinim. Lifto ke loshon achron to paskin like the loshon achron in git. She omri toni chutz mikegit enoshim. She roitze loima she kol shtar shehu keget she hashtar hu shtar hakno. Any shtar that's similar to a get, where the shtar creates a kinyon veshibud and creates a shibud, eno moil klal, doesn't help at all. Veyesh lefarish lefi daito, and Meli has to explain according to them. The alpha gav the kaimel on the dina de machus adina, even though let man the palit that dina de machus is dina, so why shouldn't this work? Hani mila meshuhu toeles hamelech. That's only when it's a toeles for the king. Binyone hamasim sheloi. Umashuhu mechukov. Aval bedvorim shebeinodom lechaveiro ein dinoi bohem din. Then the dina de machus is not din. Vehochi ki oma. Vehboiz eima lo ambrinan vekiha dina de machus is dina. Vetoni chutz mikikitenoshi. Vehraya gemura. Half of Mizeh HaKandishon. So the Magid Mishnah is bringing the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he brings his halach in Gittin about the shtaros that come out in our kois, so he doesn't say anything at all midina de machusa. He just says that if it's kegit enoshim, shtar matan, and that type of a shtar, then that's not valid. If it's a shtar, which is just a raya, then it's valid if the type of our kois that they are, the muhtar that they don't like, the muhtar that... And then he said that the Eidim has to be Yiddish Eidim, but that's not for now. But he certainly doesn't mention anything about Dinah the Machusa. So Rabbi Magid says that he must hold that like the second Loshon in Gittin, and that the Halach is like the second Loshon rather than the first Loshon. The Horashbo, Kosav, Shemotzo, Bechuva, the Horiv, Kedivri HaRambam, that the Riv holds like the Ram. The Horan, Docho Pirushde, but the Ram that we just learned in Gittin, so he's going to the whole Pirush, Min Avrin, and Perkeches Kosabate, and the Machus Adina, Afilu Bedova Shem Batoel as Lamelech Chlap. Well, the Kach Pirush, the Beboi Zema, Lo Poli Kalishna Kamo, Elo Ochi Kioma Masnisa. Afilu Bedelei Kehubin Ode Malko, Vetoni Chutz Mikik Tinoshim, Buhu Adin Lishtar Matona, De Domil Hu, She Bishneim Adove Miskayim Bishtar Bilvat. Umi Oheicha, Dehi Kehubin Ode Malko, but when the Melech appointed the courts, Kol Ashtoros Oilim Barkoshulayim Ksherim, Afilu Shtorim Matona. לכן כוסף הראש and the Rosh Paskus the same way. Because of Rabbi Magid, Berchol Zay, Mehuchos Milu Veloibe, Sheken Da'atu Itur, Behoramban, Behorashbo, Behumashehevi Horan, Rayim Ahud, Perches Kosavatim, Lefim Ashepirish, Bonimuki Yoys, Vem Mishom Rai. So he says, this at the Ran, in Yitzhak brings a rifle, Ketzkas Abatim, so if you look in the Nimuki Yosef in Baal Basra, so the way he explains the Pshat, there is no rice. So I looked in the Nimuki Yosef in Baal Basra, and I couldn't clearly find where, according to the Nimuki Yosef, there is no rice from the Gemara in Baal Basra. The only thing the Nimuki Yosef brings to a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoina, which maybe that's what the Bes Yosef, but the Rabbi Magin means. Take a look at the end. Let's skip to the Rabbeinu Yoina. This is a more interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. It has a lot of implications. Edat or Avoa Horav Rabbeinu Yoina, the Aliyos of Rabbeinu Yoina. Shim Yochol Yisroel, Lochol Eskavei Rabbeinu Yisroel. If at the Dine de Malchusa, a Yid is allowed to take his Jewish friend to a Din Torah rather than court.
Well, force him or to take
him. Huh? He can force him to take him to a Din Torah. Yeah? Well, let's not go into, I don't want to think of, this is only Agav. When a Melech Koyfe Oysan Lodun Be Oysan Dinim, and the Melech is not koi for them to go to court. Now here's the opposite. He's saying the Melech doesn't force him to go to court. He leaves him alone. And whatever Anhogos is manik, nimsa sheloi pokas chusu shel Yisroel machmas oisa dinu machus. So in such a case, the Yid doesn't lose his chusin because it's a dinu machus of the care. Elim kein holo chaveru lodur peknois. Unless the chaveru forces him to go to a court, which we'll see that you're not allowed to do that. Yeah? Kiva shelakova ha-melech hoysan dinim elo berkoh shelahem. Since the melech, it's a mistake here obviously, is not koveh ados dinim except in their arkois. You know, the melech doesn't care what Bezdin does. And he, let's say for now, that he doesn't care if you go to Bezdin rather than darn arkois, then the whole dinim machus dinim is out the window. And the Yid will retain his chusim, and the Rabbeinu Yoina is going on the Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Chazoka is 40 years, but since in Dina Bezdin, Chazoka is not 40 years, but it's only 3 years, and if the Melech doesn't care if you take somebody to Bezdin, then that Dina of 40 years
doesn't apply.
So maybe that's what Rabbi Magid means, is pampering the Ran in Gittin, where the Ran says, what do you mean, this Arboim Shona is no benefit to the Melech. So obviously, that should apply. We will see weiter in Shulchan Aruch. Huh? Unless he's learning the Rav Magid that whole Gemara, that's only in cases where like, you know, he's learning that the Rama could be learning that like Rabbeinu Yoinam. Since that happens not to be the Din in the Machus, they don't care what two individuals between each other do. If they go to Pesach, so then there's no application of Din in the Machus. And there, in the case of Aboim Shono, that must mean that the Taka cared about that. Yeah, I don't know if that's the pshat. I couldn't find any other. There's another pshat. Maybe the Rabbi Magid means this, but I didn't see it in the Nimuki here, so I'll have to look again. If you take a look in the Biur Agro here, let's see Shulchan Aruch, then we'll see the Biur Agro. The Biur Agro also fanfares the Nimuki here. Now, Shulchan Aruch, Hashem Mishpatsim, and Samech Hetzi Valis. Those that have a Shulchan Aruch, Chelik Aleph, you can look inside. If not, you can read it here. It's very long there. Here I'm a Tatsa. So, we'll go quicker if we read it here. What? Star shekosu bechol loshen bechol ksav. This is the loshen Rambam also. That's which is why I didn't bring the Rambam that the Rabbi Magid is going on. Im hoyo osu ketikon shtar Yisrael. If it's done the way a shtar Yisrael is required, shein on yechoyin on his diet. That it's not possible to go ahead and fake the shtar. Velo lehoyti velo ligroya. You can't add and you can't take off. The hoyo edof Yisrael and the edim are eaten. And they can read it. So he can be ahead and be goyve meshubadim also. You understand what meshubadim means to everybody? Or? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Avo, avo. Huh?
Means?
Yeah. Avo kol ashtaro shechoizmim of the koichovit. And any star that is a chsim of a goy, psulim. Chutz mishtore mekach umemkar ushtore choiz. Except shtore mekach umemkar and ashtar choiz. Where the star doesn't create the kinyan, it's just a rai. Our story matonos, kegoin, sodi, nesuna lecho, sheikar hakinyan nate al yedei hashtar, that the ikar kinyan is not through the star, v'yoyim de kochovim chasumim bo, and goyim asayin on the star, v'chen story hoidois, sheploini huda leploini sheu chayev loy, which the shtar creates, the chiyuv, harehen kecheres, it's tam, a piece of clay, it's nothing. That's the Loshon HaRambam, which the Mechaber brings. The Ramah says, v'yesho imrim, the shtore hoidos, kishtore hoidos. Okay. ובכל מקום שמשפט המלך לכתוב כל הדברים בארכויס, and whatever the mishpat of the melech, the law of the melech is that everything has to be written in arkois, so the shtoros asuyin lifneim ksheir, then all those shtoros are kosher, afilu shtore matonos mikoach dine demachus arosh berikam adigit in the two. So you have here machlokes there among the mechaber, where the mechaber seems to have paskin like the Rav Amagi, like the Rambam and the Rashba and the Itur, that they hold that dine demachus adina doesn't apply unless it's a hanos melech, and the halach is like the second lotion in the boisim in Gittin, the chutz mikekit enoshim, the shichuri avodim, and the Ramah seems to be choylik on this. The Ramah says no.
Everywhere.
If the din nemachus is that shtoros have to go to arkois, then in such a case the shtoros are valid even by shtar maton. And when it says in the Mishnah chutz mikekit enoshim shichuri avodim, those are only two exceptions. But everything else would be valid also in our kois. The lashon in the Ramah sounds a little bit like that Rabbeinu Yoina. If the mishpat of the melech is that that's what it has to be. In other words, if a real estate transaction has to be recorded in court, then that transaction is valid, even if the shtar would create the kinyan.
The mishpat has to be written in court.
If the mishpat is that it has to be written in court, then the contract has to be validated by the court.
Statute of frauds?
Huh?
That somebody who works for the government has to validate the contract.
Right.
Between two individuals make a contract.
That's a recording statement, sir.
Yes, but two individuals.
The title of the contract is recorded.
Well, if that's the law.
What about statute of frauds? Well, not just that has to be recorded. What happens if it says that there's no, it's not chal unless it's written?
That's the law. It's written where?
That has to be written document.
But that's not saying it has to be written in a court.
No, it does not.
No, so then that's not the thing. That's what the Ramah says.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
All the Ramah is saying that if the law states clearly that if I make a transaction, if I'm giving you a matana, right? I'm giving you my I'm giving you my whole Yerusha, whatever it is, that has no validity if I wrote it at home. If that's the law, then the star that's all in our courts is valid.
What if you write it at home, but the notary public has to put the state seal on it before it's valid?
If the notary public is working for the state.
That's right, that's a government official.
That's the lotion in the run, that if the notarian is the clerk, he has to be, if the law is that it has to be clerked by a clerk of the court, then that star is valid. Mishum dinas de malchus. Now, and this Ramah is a bureaucrat. The Rabbi Gros says, Kelishna Kamo, then he goes a little bit more Riches, like Kelishna Kamo in Gittin. Then he brings the Shamnon Heo Merales, then he brings that the Ran brings those that hold not like that, not like the Ramah, which is the Mechaber, you know, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ramban, and so on, that they hold that the Iker is the Iboyes Eima, and that the Kesh Torahs, it can't get the notion. Okay, shichur as hashtar matona would not work. And then he brings the Ran, where the Ran has a kasha on this from the Gemara in the Afnun Heomer Aleph. So he says, Dina de Parsoi, laf michoi kamelechu, elam in hogahu. That's not to do with Dina in Machus. That the Chazok is after a boim shona, is because that was the minik. So Chazok works because what's the minik? The minik is, so they're saying, since the minik in that Mokum is, that until you work the thing for 40 years, you are not mukhzak in it, so that's why the din there is 40 years, but not because the melech decided. If the melech would have decided such a thing, being that it's no benefit to him, then this wouldn't say in the machus in such a case.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, no, he's saying that that's not because the minhag of melech, it's just the minhag not created by the melech, it's the minhag of the makom. That's what the noyak always in that city. You know, it's in Varsha, the Venoik, that a Chazok is 40 years. So since the Venoik in Varsha, the Chazok is 40 years, so it has not to do with the din of Malchus, and that's why that applies, because that was the Minhag HaMakom. Exactly what it means,
right.
I can't tell you.
Jew versus Jew, yeah. Din Torah, or Chazok Amen, in Parah.
If it could be that if in Parah, the Minhag was 40 years, it could be that the din Torah in a Bezin, that would have to be taken into account.
Okay.
since that's the mina kamakom. Maybe.
It's better than dibna mokum?
What?
Than
well, it could be it's better, but it could be it's not better. It could be, but it's not out dina de mokus. You know, it was just a melech, because he decided that he wants in his land anybody who lives there 40 years chazaka, then that wouldn't apply, because that's no benefit, that's not the toivos. But being that that's the minhag hamakom, so then we can assume that since that's the minhag, it could be that when a person went ahead and he started working this field, that was a tenai, that he's going to have to work in this place here, the hanhog is 40 years.
Well, this is the third category then?
What do you mean, the third category? No, it's not to do with the machusah.
I said, this is our third category, I thought
it didn't matter. Yeah, so that could be in the Choshim Mish, but there's such a thing that if the minhag hamakom is, then chazaka doesn't work for 3 years, but he works for 40 years, and everybody in the whole city he's been doing like that for the last 40 years, so it could be that Bezdin would have to take that into account from the Gemara in Baba. So that seems like that's how they're going. Because otherwise, you have a kasha. The Ram's kasha is a starkey kasha. How can you tell me that it doesn't apply? Except it's to the benefit of the Melech. What kind of benefit does the Melech have for 40 years? Unless you say, like you wanted to say, that responsibility, and you don't have so many cases. Hey, how long we have? 39 and a half years. By the time the judge is all retired, so a judge gets once in his life to get such a case. Maybe, but I don't know. But whatever the pshat, so we have this machloikis. It seems the machloikis, the mechaber, and the Ramah, or the Ramah saying klor, that if it's not for the hanos of melech, dinin the machus of dina, still applies. And the mechaber saying that unless it's for the hanos of melech, dinin the machus of dina, doesn't apply.
Saying the Hanas
and
Melech, why see the difference between if it's
you, the Mechaber, you mean? Mechaber, yeah, where
does
oh, because the Mechaber is the Ramba.
Okay.
And the Rav HaMagid, that's why I brought the
Besiyos. Okay, no, I see.
The Rav HaMagid explained that how does the Ramba and that's why doesn't he bring the first Loshon? Kaimelon Dina de Machus Adina, everybody is masking that Dina de Machus is Dina. So why doesn't he bring that first Loshon in Gittin? He doesn't bring the first Loshon in Gittin in order to tell you that it's because it's not the Hanos HaMelech, even though normally Dina and Machus Dina would apply. Alright? Okay, now we have to go, we can go into the Shulchan Aruch.
You also have this little Kosher Mishmash.
Where's that?